Welcome, everybody, to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We are so delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Now, for those of you with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org, and you can log on and within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service, and links to the words of the hymns and other information. And during the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate the background noises, but later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 on your phone, and it will be unmuted. And let's begin our service with the singing of our first hymn, hymn number 85. And I shall read all of the verses before we join in song, and a reminder that the link of the words of this hymn are on our Order of Service webpage. God of truth, eternal good, lift our hearts to revelation, that thou mayst be understood, thou the rock of our salvation. All thy love we have for loving, all thy truth is ours for proving. Open now our eyes to see, as the clouds of sense are riven, we behold reality. Know the glory of thy heaven, so we seek thy perfect healing, through the truth of thy revealing, all the way that we must go, we will take it thy direction, where the floods of trouble flow, find thy perfect, calm reflection. On the path that has no turning, patience, courage, meekness, learning. Again, that's hymn number 85.
And we'll have Sue Pocklington lead us with this hymn today.
Again, welcome to this healing service at csinteractivechurch.org. The topic of the readings for today is Understanding Spiritual Reflection, and the hymns, so you know, are 85, 58, and 292. I will begin with readings from the King James Version of the Bible, beginning with the book of Colossians. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Psalms. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Isaiah. Awake, awake, shake thyself from the dust. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. 1 Thessalonians. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. And we are not of the night, nor of darkness. Genesis. And God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat? Galatians. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Deuteronomy. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Psalm. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. 2 Corinthians. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. For we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Philippians. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Matthew, ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Psalms. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Isaiah. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Jesus taught but one God, one Spirit, who makes man in the image and likeness of himself, of spirit, not of matter. man reflects infinite truth, life, and love. The nature of man, thus understood, includes all that is implied by the terms image and likeness as used in Scripture. Few persons comprehend what Christian Science means by the word reflection. To him, self, mortal and material man, seems to be substance. But his sense of substance involves error, and therefore is material, temporal. On the other hand, the immortal, spiritual man is really substantial, and reflects the eternal substance or spirit which mortals hope for. He reflects the divine, which constitutes the only real and eternal entity. Your mirrored reflection is your own image and likeness. If you lift a weight, your reflection does this also. If you speak, the lips of this likeness move in accord with yours. Now compare man before the mirror to his divine principle, God. Call the mirror divine science, and call the man reflection. As the reflection of yourself appears in the mirror, so you, being spiritual, are the reflection of God. In divine science, man is the true image of God. The true likeness cannot be lost in divine reflection. Understanding this, Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Mortals must follow Jesus' sayings and his demonstrations, which dominate the flesh. Man is the idea of spirit. Thus he teaches mortals to lay down their fleshliness and gain spirituality. The great truth in the science of being, that the real man was, is, and ever shall be perfect, is incontrovertible. For if man is the image, reflection of God, he is neither inverted nor subverted, but upright and godlike. The suppositional antipode of divine infinite spirit is the so-called human soul or spirit. In other words, the five senses. The flesh that warreth against spirit. These so-called material senses must yield to the infinite spirit named God. The suppositional warfare between truth and error is only the mental conflict between the evidence of the spiritual senses and the testimony of the material senses. And this warfare between the spirit and flesh will settle all questions through faith in and the understanding of divine love. When the final physical and moral effects of Christian Science are fully apprehended, the conflict between truth and error, understanding and belief, science and material sense, foreshadowed by the prophets and inaugurated by Jesus, will cease, and spiritual harmony reign. Christian Science reveals harmony as proportionately increasing as the line of creation rises towards spiritual man, towards enlarged understanding and intelligence. But in the line of the corporeal senses, the less a mortal knows of sin, disease, and mortality, the better for him, the less pain and sorrow are his. Searching for the origin of man, who is the reflection of God, is like inquiring into the origin of God, the self-existent and eternal. God's man, spiritually created, is not material and mortal. Whatever reflects mind, life, truth, and love is spiritually conceived and brought forth. But the statement that man is conceived and evolved both spiritually and materially, or by both God and man, contradicts this eternal truth. Learn this, O mortal, and earnestly seek the spiritual status of man, which is outside of all material selfhood. God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection, man, remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. This concludes our readings.